Actually, my first professional job was at 17. I went out with Pete Seeger's up in Sudbury, Canada.
Really?
And so that's how my life started.
Uh-huh.
And now that I'm almost 72,
uh-huh.
I'm back to the real core of this. And
me.
I never expected that I would be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But once I got with these guys, that it, I couldn't let it go and they wouldn't let me go.
Mm-hmm.
So it was something that was out of control, but very much in control, because it was something that was obviously inevitable. And I love it. The guys are great. It's like discovering a family.
So did you just meet these guys last year, or did you?
I met them this summer.
Playing with them?
Yeah. I had reason to find, to go in search of a wash in the washtub. A washtub base. That is a washtub with a string, with a stick, for another venue, company, dance company, and having to do with coal miners' union at the turn of the 19th century, into the 19th, 20th century, coming out of the islands into the United States and getting involved in that, and all of the disruptions that that caused. And this was a play that went on at Fashion Institute in New York, and we had three different performances, actors, musicians, etc. So I had to find a washed-up bass. And another friend and associate of mine says, well, I know somebody who's got one. That turned out to be Rike.
Right, right.
So I called him. I didn't know him. He didn't know me. And I went to see him, and he gave me his instrument. He went down to the basement, dug it out. His wife was glad that we got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the performances. I discovered that I could make a washed-up bass as an instrument relative to music. And I thought back to my childhood when it was certainly something that I've seen along the way from time to time, someplace on the street or someplace in the movies, etc. Never having known that I would ever be involved in anything like that. But it was not only just a prop, it was something that could be made musical. So I would stuff my finger in my ear and hold on to the string, and the vibration would be enough for me to get actual sound and dip and change the notes with the string as I'm playing it, that you change the shortness and the longness of it relative to what you do here. And then I went to take it back, and he said, well, look, you know, why don't you just hold on to it? So I still have it, but we just kept talking with each other, and he kept giving me information about the history of black hillbillies, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And that blew me away, but it had my interest so close that, here I am. Again, it was one of those
several months later.
Wouldn't let me go, so I'm just getting more and more involved with it, that's all. And that's really the story, a short story of my life with it.
And what is it? I mean, obviously, this kind of music has like a special place for you. Like you said, you've kind of come full circle, and
absolutely,
what you're doing now. What is it about this music that you think is so special?
I think part of it, from a personal point of view, is that I have lived long enough, and I've evolved long enough, and I've done everything else. I've been around the world. I worked with Miriam McCaver, Harry Belafonte. I've worked with a lot of jazz artists, etc. And my personal credits as far as composer-songwriter have had to do in the area of pop music in particular. So having done and been exposed to so much, and yet there's yet so much left, there's more yet, and this is more. So here I am.